Oxford's beach. Nice and short.
Leaves more time for drinking.
Break out the ale! These men are thirsty!
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Here, drink up. We'll never finish the other three.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva. Welcome you to another version of the show that's all about the grape and all the glory that's involved in the vine. We are paying our tribute today to the men in our lives. We're going to talk a little bit about Father's Day and what that means to them and to us. And to help me along the way and to talk about some masculine luxuries for a change, we have two great guests. We have Philippe Bienvieux. He is the commercial and marketing director for Armand de Brignac Champagne. For those of you who are not in the know, that is otherwise known as the Ace of Spades. We also have Larry McGuire. He is the president of Farniente Winery in Napa Valley. So needless to say, we have two great men to head up our show that's all about men and our fathers. So I don't know about you. When it comes to Father's Day, I get a little bit stumped. Mother's Day is easy. Chocolate, flowers, perfume, anything breakable, anything expensive, anything in silk, anything that really you can get your hands on that no one else has. Mothers are happy. I don't care what they say. Women are not hard to shop for. Men, on the other hand, when it comes to buying something for your father, it is an inordinate challenge because, especially coming from a female perspective, and let's face facts, it's usually the women who are remembering that they need to get their father a gift and their father-in-law a gift. We're stumped because you sit back, you analyze what men need. Men are very simple creatures, right, Kent? We'll all acknowledge that. Men are very, very simple.
You are definitely a woman.
Thank you, Kent. I appreciate that. Hey, for those of you...
It is exactly the opposite of what you have just said on this show. Exactly. Women are hard to buy for. You give men anything. You give us any bottle of wine, you tell us it's good, we'll love it.
That's not true. You give your mother a cute little handmade card that little doilies and say, oh, I love you and thank you, and mothers are happy. Dad looks at it and goes, thanks. So, See, I disagree with you entirely.
All right.
So, as we said, typical male opinion. They're just usually in the dark, even about what they want. But when you look for fathers, and I have tried this for years and years and years, gifts for Father's Day fall in five basic categories. Tools, sporting equipment, alcohol, something involving fire, or technical stuff. And when you start looking at those five things, there is an innate problem in all of them. You start looking for tools. For an example, I had to go to Sears this past week to get something for my father for Father's Day. And, of course, I had to take a friend along because the people at Sears, they actually have a picture of me with a red line through it because I traumatize their staff when I'm trying to decide exactly what tool I want for my dad. This case was no exception. I went up to the guy, I looked at him, I said, I want the little thingy that's been on the commercials lately. And he just looked at me like I had two heads. But for those of you out there who have seen the Craftsman commercials for Sears, they have that great tool that you can hammer anywhere, anytime, anything. Anyway, for the record, they are sold out, but that's what I was seeking. But when you try and get tools for your father for Father's Day, invariably he has it, he wants it, but won't afford it and won't pay for it, or three, has it, doesn't know how to use it. Same thing falls for sporting equipment. You try and get your dad golf clubs, you get him golf balls, tees, tennis rackets, that kind of stuff. It's never going to be exactly what he wanted, so he winds up taking that back. Something involving fire, let's face facts. If you have men, grill equipment, anything to fry things, anything you have such as ammo, tobacco, cigars, yes, they'll like it, but of course, it's only momentary. They're going to actually set it on fire and it'll be gone. And technical stuff, my father has hit the age, if I get him anything technical, I have to actually sit, read the manual, and tell him how to use it. But only after he's read the manual four times to tell me I'm wrong every time I try and assist him. So what are people to do? That's why we go back to the basic category for Father's Day, alcohol. Now, I know a lot of fathers out there, you can get them the single malt scotches, you can get the single malt bourbons, you can get all the unique stuff out there. But when it comes down to it, wine is your way of doing your father a favor. With all the research right now about red wine being good for your health, for preventing cancer, for heart health, to help prostate, to help liver, depending on how much you're drinking, then of course, by giving your dad a bottle of red wine, you are telling him absolutely how much you love him because you want him to stay around for a while. So we're going to focus on that a little bit today for Father's Day, some great red wine suggestions that you can go out to the store and get for your father. Now, of course, with our two guests today, we're going to talk about that. We have Ace of Spades Champagne and Farniente, both of which make great options. But here's something different for the wine recommendations for those of you still shopping for Father's Day. There is a wine Farniente makes called Dolce. It is a sweet dessert wine. And the reason why I'm going off on a limb and recommending this for fathers is I watch my dad do this occasionally. Even if men don't want to sit down and have a glass of wine, my father will go in the kitchen, he will put himself two scoops of ice cream, and he will proceed to pour rum or Bailey's or some kind of alcohol content over his ice cream. I guess a grown-up pop, I really have no idea. But Dolce, made by Farniente, not only is it the preeminent dessert wine created in the United States, Botrytis, Riesling, Simeon, great sweet flavors without being overly cloying, for our fathers who don't necessarily want to sit down and drink a dainty little glass, they can pour it over their favorite dessert. So, number one recommendation for Father's Day is going to be Farniente Dolce. Everything is always sweeter with a little Dolce in your life. The other one, believe it or not, I am going to recommend a French wine. I have made a pact with my producer that since we have Philippe Bienvenu calling in today, that we're going to be good to the French. And so, ergo, I'm going to even take a greater step and recommend a French Pinot. I am doing it because of its name, though. And for those of you who realize what you put your father through when you were growing up, how much you tormented him, how much you aggravated him, and how the fact that he is totally gray now because of you, the name of this wine says it all. Mischief and Mayhem. I figure that totally catapulted my dad to looking 70 overnight, pretty much. But Terlato Estates does import a wine called Mischief and Mayhem, and they do a whole line. Most of it's Bourgogne, they have Pinot Noirs, they have a Chablis, but they run the gamut of everything that's going on over there in France and the different regions. But they do a Pinot Noir that is just really exceptional. It's from the Burgundy region, but it doesn't have that austere characteristic that you expect to find in very expensive bottles of Burgundy. However, it does have a nice fruitiness. It does give you a baseline of the minerality you expect from the region. And let's face facts, the name sells it. Hey, what'd you get your dad for Father's Day? I got him some Mischief and Mayhem. They'll say, oh, that's nothing different than you've done for your whole life. So see, it fits in all the way around. So our two wine recommendations for today, Farniente Dolce and Mischief and Mayhem Pinot Noir. So we have a great show rolling ahead, and of course, we want to hear from you at some point. Give us a call, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Drop a call on the wine line and let us know what you're doing for your father on Father's Day. But right now, we're going to regroup a little bit and plan ahead. So, small break right here on The Crush.
Break out the ale! He's been a thirsty!
The Wine Crush.
Well, I guess we better get on with it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we are discussing masculine luxuries and great luxuries for your father on Father's Day. And right now, I can't think of a better luxury than to treat your dad to a bottle of Amont de Brignac, otherwise known as the Ace of Spades here in the States. But you don't need to hear this from me. Right now, we have Philippe Bienvieux. He is the Commercial and Marketing Director for Amont. Philippe, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Okay, bonjour, everybody. Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to have you on the show. I will say this for the record, Philippe. You are the first Frenchman that's ever been on the Wine Crush.
Oh, I'm very honored by this.
Oh, we're very honored to have you.
Thank you so much.
Well, tell our listeners about the joy of Armand and the lovely story and the history behind Cartier.
Oh, that's a long story which started in the 50s by the creation of the brand name Amont de Brignac that was created. You know, Amont de Brignac, that's a family story. We are a family company, and that was created by the mother of Mr. Cartier, who is the present owner of the company. And in fact, it has taken us quite a long time to put in place everything about the product, what we wanted to obtain in terms of taste, in terms also of presentation. We really wanted with Amont de Brignac to create the best possible champagne in the best possible presentation, you know?
I would say that unquestionably, if you can wander the shelves right now in the United States and see the bottles that Armand has out there, they're absolutely stunning. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the recent induction of Armand and what's going on with y'all right now?
Okay. In fact, so the first bottles of Amont de Brignac were released now in 2006, and it's really the result of sourcing the best grapes from the most emblematic villages from Champagne. That's always a blend of three carefully selected vintages, and this is, we can say, a multi-vintage champagne, which is something quite unique in Champagne. Most of the time for prestige cuvée of Champagne, you have just one single vintage. And in fact, we thought that having a selection of different vintages, we would obtain something more complex, something very rich in terms of aromas. And also in terms of the presentation itself, we wanted, as you say, to obtain something very amazing, something unique in Champagne. And this is the reason why we decided to use this metallized gold bottle, which is really unique in Champagne, and on which we apply a label which has been produced in pewter and not in paper. And having this very distinctive shape of, as you mentioned before, an ace of spades. So that's a great story, and that's an everyday story. And what I can tell you now, it's the news which I learned today. Next week in France, there will be the largest wine fair in the world. It takes place every 2 years in Bordeaux. The name is Vinexpo.
Right.
And you have probably heard, especially in the U.S., that some celebrities have endorsed Armand Aubryniac. We have seen people like George Clooney or Tom Cruise or David Beckham. And we have also seen the famous singer Jay-Z consuming champagne, Armand Aubryniac. And I have learned today, this afternoon, that Jay-Z will pay us a visit during Vinexpo on our stand. And for us, that's a wonderful honor to see such celebrities having a real passion for what we have tried to do with our champagne.
I think it's amazing that you can take such old world culture and what a great history you have. And to date, I can't think of any product that has ever garnered the endorsement you have. Like you mentioned, from David Beckham to George Clooney, all the ads you see, of course, with Jay-Z behind it. I think you've taken the best of the modern world and the best of the historical champagne world and put it together in such a dynamic package that the whole world is talking about it.
Yes, and you know, the great thing about that is that we are a boutique company, we are a small company, and in this product, we just put all our passion for champagne. We didn't invest money on marketing or on advertising or things like this, because we can't afford to do that. But it's great to see, even today in such a global market in which very often huge companies are investing huge amounts of money, but it is still possible for a small company to have a great success just by producing a great product in a great presentation. And for us, this is really the best possible reward that we could imagine with this product.
I think unquestionably, when you say you don't go into marketing, you definitely don't, but you have a brilliant strategist behind you. For our listeners, I am privy to something. I know that Amanda Brignac did a certain amount of green bottles. And the green bottles were very, very rare and only went to certain markets, and they were put together exclusively for the Masters. So,
yes, that's true. Yes, that's true.
So whereas you don't necessarily have to go out and buy your marketing, you have a great marketing guru, because definitely the advertising from having that at the Masters and the few bottles I actually got to get my little paws on certainly makes an impression. And I think it's wonderful that you are looking ahead and not just counting on the everyday, day in, day out, champagne drinker who may drink the Krug, who may drink the Dom. You are going after the young, the fresh, the great market that truly can appreciate good champagne, but you're doing it with such a cool, hip twist.
We try to adapt to the market. We try to be flexible. We try to listen to all the consumers, to the feedback we hear about the product, etc. And we just try to bring people what they expect from a great product. And I think also, and what you just mentioned is a good example of that. Indeed, we produced recently a very limited series for golf tournament, and For us, this is also the ability to bring a customized product, the flexibility to do something on demand for some specific customers. And I think this is also to show that we are not producing an industrial product, but we are doing something by hand, customized for some people. And this is part of the philosophy of Armand de Brignac, too.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. So when our consumers and our listeners go to the stores, I know that you have, correct me if I'm wrong, you have three marks. You have your basic Brut, you have a Rosé, and is your Blanc de Blanc out in the market yet?
Yes, that's true, yes.
Okay, so for our listeners, when you want to go into that lovely wine shop, go ask if they have the Ace of Spades. You can get it in Brut, you can get it in Blanc de Noir, or I'm sorry, Blanc de Blanc, or you can get it in Rosé. And it goes hand in hand with what we were talking about for Father's Day, because the bottles all look metallic. So not only could you get your dad a great luxury, it could also look metallic, which means it could fall in the tool category. So you could win on two shirts right there. When we're looking at what you're doing with Armand, who would you say your target audience is? Who do you want to go out and try Armand?
I think this is a champagne which is definitely for everybody looking for a great champagne in a very exclusive presentation. We don't want to target any specific customers, but any customers, any consumers looking for a very authentic product, not a big production, but looking for something done with a passion, with the respect for the product. This is for us a certain idea of craftsmanship.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're definitely looking at a craftsman mentality when you look at these bottles, when you look at what goes into it. Well, Philippe, you have been a dear as my first French guest, and I couldn't ask for a better person to be on the show, both for Father's Day and to advocate what great things are happening in Champagne. So I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show, especially with the time difference across the pond.
No problem. That was my pleasure, and I hope that everybody listening to the radio today will have the opportunity one day to come to Champagne and to visit us and to see what is behind the bottle, what is really backstage.
We like hearing that. Well, Philippe, be careful. Some of us might take you up on it.
No problem. With great pleasure.
Take care, dear. All right, well, I am Laura Lawson, and we have to head out for a small break, but when we return, we will have more great guests, and we will talk a little bit more about Father's Day and the gift for the special men in your life.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question. We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their roiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
To The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are continuing on our trek talking about great masculine luxuries for Father's Day. We just heard from Philippe Bienvieux. He was the commercial and marketing director of Armand de Brignac, the Ace of Spades Champagne. And just so you know today, I know this is big in a lot of your list, the wines we're talking about today fall in that category of definitely luxuries for your father. If you can get your hands on a bottle of Ace of Spades, it's going to run you about $160 to $199 a bottle. So we are definitely talking some high-end juice, but of course your father is worth it. Well, as always, this show is all for you and all about you, which means that we occasionally have to take commentary from you. So to do that, that means you do need to call in. You can call us on the wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1, where this very sexy masculine voice will encourage
you.
Oh, it's still you? I thought Harold changed that over.
No, we didn't get anybody else. We couldn't afford them.
I understand that. Anyway.
By the way, can I say one thing about your previous guest?
Absolutely.
I would like to just let everybody know, if David Letterman can get on the air and apologize to Sarah Palin, I knew that you could get on the air with a French guest and just be wonderful and cordial.
I worked very, very hard on that. Why, thank you.
You did work.
Of course,
well.
The bottle of Armand I drank during the show didn't really
that
hurt.
It helped. Yeah.
It helped immensely.
Yeah. Helped me get through it.
Anyway, as I was saying before I was interrupted by the masculine sexy voice, we were saying you can call the wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1, and leave on the wine line any questions, commentaries, or anything you'd like to say about the show. But on the same token, you can also email us, info@winecrush.com, for those of you with more detailed questions. And just remember, spell check does not correct bad varietal spelling. And we'll only make fun of you briefly on the air, but we do encourage emails and phone calls. And since we do encourage phone calls, right now we have Beth from Virginia on the wine line. Beth, welcome to The Crush.
I was looking to get my father a different type of wine for Father's Day. He usually drinks Malay, but I would like to get him something a little different that he wouldn't normally pick for himself.
All right. So your dad usually drinks Merlot. See, another man who has stepped up and enjoying the heart-healthy benefits of red wine. I think he drinks Merlot because it tends to be softer. He might like the fruit associated with it. So looking in that gamut, I would recommend him looking at a Pinot Noir, P-I-N-O-T-N-O-I-R. I would also look at a Chianti, C-H-I-A-N-T-I. Both of these tend to have a bit softer approach. Now, of course, there's always Cabernets and Zinfandels, but those tend to be bigger. And generally, people who drink Merlots like things that are ready to drink now. They're softer. They're easygoing. So I would look for both of those. Chianti is from Italy, and it's also known as the Sangiovese grape. I think you can definitely find some that are reasonable, and hopefully your dad will like them. I like the fact you're trying to make the man branch out. I've been trying to get my dad to put the scotch bottle down for about 20 years, not working. He still thinks wine is just, oh, I don't know, anything that comes off a strawberry bush. So, Tina, congratulations and good luck with that. Next victim on the wine line, we have Mark from California. Mark, you're on The Crush.
Love your show, and here's my question. I recently read that Chile was one of the top wine-producing countries, and I was wondering if this is true, and if so, could you recommend a few wines from Chile?
Absolutely. Chile is one of the top wine-producing nations. It doesn't have to be in quality across the board, but it's definitely in quality. In fact, its neighbor, Argentina, just had the number one harvest it's ever had in its history as a country. That's interesting. But as far as Chile goes, they are known predominantly for Cabernets, they're known for Sauvignon Blancs, and they're also known for Malbecs. They're doing a whole bunch of great stuff down there across the board. And you look at the different regions, and each one of them specializes. I personally am partial to their red wines. And when you look at their red wines, the Cabernets they do down there are great. The Merlots are very good. The Malbecs are good. And they have a softer approach. If you can imagine taking the best that Bordeaux had to offer as far as the great structure, the great flavor profiles, and then you added a little bit of that California fruit on top of it, it truly, truly is exceptional. I will give you your bit of wine wisdom for the day. Chile has some interesting properties to it. When you look at the wine-growing regions, basically you have the Andes Mountain all the way to the Pacific Ocean. Because of the logistics of how this country is laid out, literally, back in the 1800s, people from Bordeaux, when they were having a problem with phylloxera, decided they were going to find new areas to cultivate their grapes. So they actually took pre-phylloxera Bordeaux grapes, which are Cabernet Merlot, Malbec, Petit Verdot, and it escapes me, the last one, I'm sure someone will remind me. But they brought the grapes over to Chile and they planted them, and they found that the grapes very much thrived and did well. Well, what's interesting is phylloxera is not in Chile. So they don't have to deal with the problem that they did in the New World about the bugs eating the vines. So what you're finding right now coming out of Chile as far as the Merlots and the Cabernets, truly some of these wines are pre-phylloxera Bordeaux grapes. This could be the closest any of us ever come to tasting the great Bordeaux from the 1880s, 1890s. So there's your small little historic aside for those of you who kind of nodded off. Please pay attention again. When you're looking for great wines coming out of Chile, Casa La Pistole, to me, definitely tops the heap on that one. Casa La Pistole, they're owned by the Moët Hennessy family. I probably shouldn't talk about Moët Hennessy in the same show as with Amand, but we'll get past it. And what they do, the family Marnier. For those of you who are alcohol drinkers, you know of Grand Marnier. So you put the money of Moët Hennessy, Louis Vuitton, and Grand Marnier behind a winery, you know that they are going to have some of the best assets out there. So Casa La Pistole, definitely number one on my list when it comes to looking at Chilean wines. And also what's great about Chile is there's some values running up and down the coast. Whether it's the great wines, Bonfi has a whole facility in Chile. Kendall Jackson does some work down there with a wine called Kalina. There are definitely good values to be had. I would stick with the red wines, though. So hopefully, Mark, that answered your question. Chile is definitely worth a look-see, and it's not going to break the bank to do it right now. So we have a whole bunch of interesting questions, but everyone's wondering, well, how do these questions, how can you bring them back to Dad? I think that will be fun for those of you who are looking to branch out if I can combine Tina and Mark's question all at once. For those of you who have fathers who are into drinking wine, they are very steadfast generally in what they like. They don't like to branch out. They either like their Cabernets or I like this Bordeaux, I like this Burgundy. The best thing you can do for your fathers on Father's Day is to try and develop a whole different set of reasoning as far as wine goes for them. One of my uncles, religiously, all he'll drink is Napa Cabernet. It is fun every time I get around him to bring a bottle of Sonoma Cabernet or to bring a bottle of Chilean Cabernet. Whatever you're doing, you definitely want to do something nice for your dad, but it's good if you can expand his horizons. Just remember how much your father helped expand yours. One way or the other around my household, that's for sure. But at least if you can teach him something, or at least teach him a finer appreciation for wine, then you have accomplished two great goals. One, you've made him happy. Two, you've taught him something. And the least we can all do is teach our fathers a little bit. So that is my small little soapbox on helping your dads out. Right now, we have to take a small break. And when we return, we're going to have another heavy hitter, Mr. Larry McGuire, president of Far Niente, talk to us about some California wines.
I've been drinking wine recently. That's a sign of maturity. Drinking wine out of the box. Right from that rubber spigot.
The Wine Crush returns in a moment.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX. Performance you can feel.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Crush. I am Laura Lawson, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. And today it's all about the glory of our dads, what kind of great gifts we can get for them. But right now, we're going to have an outside opinion on one of the most masculine luxuries you could ask for. We are very, very fortunate. We have Larry McGuire. He is the president of Far Niente, and he is joining us today to tell us a little bit about history and for me to put him on a spot for the moment. Larry, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm really happy to be on the air with you.
This is fun. I haven't had a chance to get you on the air yet.
I know. We've known each other a long time, and I had no idea we'd be doing this.
See, for our listeners, there are people who can know me for a long time and still speak to me. It is possible.
That is correct.
Well, Larry, thank you very much for being part of The Crush. Earlier in the show, we were talking about masculine luxuries for Dad for Father's Day, and I had recommended Dolce just because my father loves to pour it over ice cream. But something tells me you have a lot of other great wines that would be perfect for us to get for our dads for Father's Day.
Yeah, somehow Dolce poured over ice cream seems like less of a masculine thing.
He doesn't like drinking it out of the glass. He figures it goes well with his ice cream. And as long as he's drinking it, I really don't care.
That's right. In fact, I guess maybe I would start the day with Dolce and have a little brunch with Dolce, but I would most likely end up with a big Cabernet come Father's Day dinner. You know, I'd probably grill a nice New York steak and a big bottle of Farniente Cabernet.
I was about to say, that would need to be the 2006 Farniente Cab, I would assume.
That would work for me, although if somebody wants to dip into the Cave collection and get an older vintage, that's okay with me, too.
I will remind you of that next time I come to visit. Well, Larry, tell our listeners about Farniente. Tell us about the exceptional history of your property.
Well, we are very fortunate here to be on a 100-acre piece of property that was actually started as a winery back in 1885. And it was named Farniente back then by a man by the name of John Benson, who had a history of traveling through Italy. And he learned about the phrase dolce far niente, which means it's sweet to do nothing, which is really what dads should be doing on Father's Day. And we found this piece of property in 1979, and it had been tied up in a trust for 30 years and had been abandoned. And so we planted the vineyard, restored the winery, and dedicated ourselves to producing one great Chardonnay and one great Cabernet every year.
Well, I can certainly attest to the fact that you do that, and we've been fortunate. We've had Greg Allen on the show, and Bruce has stepped in before. So that means I'm going to have to put you on the spot. I mean, Farniente, for years, y'all have produced one great Chardonnay. You've produced one great Cabernet. And, of course, Dolce, separate winery, doing one great dessert wine. But a little birdie tells me that there is a new great wine coming down the pipe from Farniente.
Oh, my, the word is out.
The word is out.
Well, you know, no one can truly love red wine and not at some point in their life had a magical experience drinking Pinot Noir, whether it's a Pinot Noir that's from Burgundy, which is maybe the Holy Grail, but also Pinot Noir from Washington and California. And personally, I've fallen in love with Pinot Noir from California's Russian River Valley, which is about an hour drive from us, so it's very close by. And we started experimenting with Pinot Noir over 20 years ago here, and finally we have the time and the resources to devote ourselves to making a great Pinot Noir out of fruit from this area very close to us, the Russian River Valley.
Well, I am delighted to know that we can actually branch off, and I know some of your past employees and fellow dedicants will be happy to know there is a Farniente Pinot Noir. What is it going to be called? Obviously, we're not going to see Farniente Pinot. You've got to have some kind of clever name cooked up for this,
well,
I'm sure.
Well, you know, I wanted to honor Burgundy, since they have been somewhat of the Holy Grail. And so I thought a name that was French would be nice, but I also recognize that this is clearly an American project. We want to make the great Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. And so I was hoping to find a word that was both French and English, and I found one that represents this long path that we've been on since we started here at Farniente in 1979. So the word we chose is en route. So we call it en route Pinot Noir. And once we are en route, we cannot stop. It is now a dedication for the rest of our life to be making great Pinot Noir. So the wine that we are just releasing is the 2007 en route Pinot Noir.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing that. But, Larry, I got to give you a word of warning. You know all of your Southern friends, it's going to be en route in a heartbeat.
I understand that. and I accept that. You know, you just place the order, and I'll accept en route or en route or whatever.
So basically, as long as our orders are en route, you don't care if it's en route or what to do with
it. That's exactly right.
I knew somehow there had to be a double play on that. Well, Larry, we're very excited that you're on the Crush to talk about Farniente's new Pinot Noir project. Obviously, Farniente has a great history between what Gil Nickel has created with the beautiful, lavish landscape you have at Farniente to the exceptional wines that Dirk does. But just on a small little side note, because we are talking about Father's Day and because we think of masculine things, give us a 15-second rundown of Gil's car collection.
Oh, boy. Now, that is a masculine thing. And I tell you, growing up, I knew no kids who would share their toys quite like Gil did with me. And he does have quite a collection out there. Actually, I should say, you know, Gil passed away 5 years ago, so now it's his heirs who continue to share the cars with me. But there are several Ferraris. The pick of the litter, if you will, is the 340 Vangali Spider, 1951 race car that was raced originally at Le Mans. It's a stunning car. There is the 1966 500 Superfast. Ferrari. That my son once asked me, he says, "Dad, if Gil was to give you a car, which one would you take?" And I told him I'd probably like the 59 Alfa Romeo, the Giulietta Spider, which is the funnest car in the world to drive, and I've had the pleasure of driving it in the mountains of Italy. And he just told me, "Dad, you're crazy." He says, "If you don't take the 500 super fast, you just have lost your mind."
Well, see, you're going to have to reprimand your son and remind him that it's coming up on Father's Day.
That's right. He should pick me out a 500 super fast.
Exactly. Well, Larry, Farniente to me, you know, it's dear to my heart. It's one of my favorites in the Valley. And I just appreciate you being part of the Crush today to talk about what a great legacy that there is at the winery and about the en route or en route. I'm sorry. See, I'm already doing it to you.
No, I'll take that.
But ultimately, it's just been a pleasure having you on the show to talk about your winery. And hopefully once we get the Pinot Noirs, we start getting the whole story and the scope out. And, of course, I get a bottle. We can have you back on the show and talk about how Pinot is doing with the great weight of Chardonnay and Cabernet behind it.
It would be a pleasure. And, Laura, let me remind you that I'd love to see you out here in Napa Valley. And also to your listeners, please come visit us at Farniente here in Oakville in the heart of Napa Valley.
Absolutely. And there will be a link on our website to the Farniente Winery. Well, Larry, thank you very much. But right now, my producer is telling me I have talked entirely too much and need to take a small break. We will be back with the wrap-up on both Farniente, our great guest, and, of course, the favorite phase for Father's Day after this.
The Wine Crush.
You see, this earth has been resting. Now it's good. Someday I buy this land, and I'm going to make a great wine. But here, on this wreck of a vineyard...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we've had fun putting together the show about masculine luxuries today as we get ready for Father's Day. For those of you who haven't had a chance to go out and get your dad something for Father's Day, whether it's a card, whether it's a techno thing, whether it's a tool, there is one last great piece of advice I have for you. There is a brand new app for your dads who are both techies and wine lovers. There is an application for those of you who have the iPhone called Hello Vino. Hello Vino is a free app that recommends wine varietals, such as Chardonnay, of course, as well as specific brands. Ratings and information about the wines, including pricing and reviews, help consumers pick the ideal bottle. The new app allows both iPhone and iPod Touch users to use the service with or without an internet connection. I think services like this are great, especially if you can't be listening to The Wine Crush at all times. I know most of you have it on podcast, but those of you who don't, you can actually use your iPhone, sit down if you're at the store, look at it, pull up a varietal, and see what they have to recommend. Who knows, if we're really, really lucky, we can get a hold of the Apple people and have them recommend The Wine Crush. Wouldn't we all love that? Well, in wrapping up about Father's Day today, of course, it's always nice to throw money at things. We always want to get great gifts, but ultimately, just remember when it comes down to it, what your fathers want more than anything else is a moment to spend with you, whether it's over a glass of wine, a glass of soda, or just a moment in time. Well, I'm Laura Lawson, and we're reminding you here at The Crush to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.